The blood. She had the blood, too. Bathtubs filled to enameled lip and her body pouring. As a girl, I thought being a woman meant your life spilling from you, like a cup of juice you kept knocking over. I was young enough to think anything that bled was a wound. The moon waited like a round-faced witness in the window each month, steam erasing the mirrors and the walls, weeping. All night, the tap running and running. I wanted to know how pain made a woman curl like a pill bug poked with a stick. I wanted to know everything about suffering so I could avoid it. I was young enough to think things like that, 7 years small, when calamity was skinned knees and little brothers and an upturned Sunday crashing to the floor like a chandelier. All I knew of disaster was Hollywood movies where houses were swallowed easy as bubblegum and spaceships hovered like gnats out of reach, ruin always at a distance. And you could press your face into your mother and everything would be all right once you turned on the lights. Sometimes now, when the ache comes and I am coiled in dark water, I remember that distant self like a daughter I gave up or lost in a bustling food court and never saw again, the remembering painful. And sometimes I wonder if she knew why her blood came angrier than any other's. Blood like my blood, which now seethes and conspires and appears on MRI scans like a black eye or a crop circle or the earth's eager void.